What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We've got breaking news now, and Trudeau in Canada has just revoked the Emergencies Act, saying the police have declared Ottawa cleared of the protesters. Remember just yesterday he was saying it was going to be permanent. They were going to make the financial stuff permanent. The backlash around the globe has been severe, and Trudeau has now backed off, and I'm sure Klaus Schwab is out there banging his head against a brick wall somewhere. So a little bit of good news, really good news, actually. Yeah. So you see, standing up to government can actually work here. All right. We were talking about the economy. And the United States and Britain would cut off Russian companies' access to U.S. dollars and British pounds if the Kremlin orders an invasion of Ukraine. Well, you know, again, all Russia's going to do is turn around and start doing business with nations in Asia. You know, Britain and the United States are not indispensable countries in the global economy. It just is not the case here. All righty, we're going to take a phone call. Dave in Maryland, hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you been?
I've been doing okay.
Hey, that's good to hear. It's good to hear from you, man. Hey, that's good news to segue into what I was going to call about. So I guess they kind of won a little bit. I wanted to call about the DPR, the Nez People's Republic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good for them, though, right? Like, they got their own, that's like their nationalism. Like, they won, too. Like they.
Yeah, it's like when they did their the 13 thing. Colonies became the United States.
Yeah, there's some tough people there. Like, there's cool, you know, they came in there and the Ukrainians tried to mess with them. They were like, you can't speak Russian anymore. They tried to tell them what to do. And they showed them, like, they were kicking their ass this whole time. This, you know, this, like, the war's been going on this whole time for a long time.
Oh, yeah, it's been going. There was supposed to be a ceasefire, but, of course, Ukraine broke that last Friday.
Yeah, the Minsk agreements and all that stuff. And, like, there's all these saboteurs, like, all these operations have been going on. Have you seen some of the combat footage? It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
They've been, like, blowing up power stations and, you know, little, like, special operations forces going back and forth across the line. Well, you know, like I said, good for the DPR. And then Luhansk, the LPR, too. Good for them, man.
Yes.
They really did their thing. You know? And then it's like you said, the U.S., we're over there trying to train the Ukrainian forces to fight them and do all those little missions. You know? All our special forces trying to go over there and, you know, train them and stuff. Yeah, they're there right now, you know? All this stuff.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, well, American mercenaries and everything. You know, but we still have the war hawks. Yeah. They're still pushing to turn this into a major war. And even if they don't, they've managed to restart the Cold War. And I'm old enough to remember the Cold War was just this constant Russia bad, you know, the Soviets are bad, and give us your money and we'll protect you from them. And over in the Soviet Union, they were playing the same game with their people. The Americans are bad. The Americans are going to eat your babies. Give us all your money, and we'll protect you from them. So it was a little bit of a scam going on.
Yeah. And then remember the movie Wag the Dog?
Yes.
You know, Wag the
I'm
Dog, that's exactly
that
what's going on.
Distributed. You know.
What's that?
I said, I'm amazed that got made and distributed, especially with that obvious reference to Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, then, because at the time, yeah, Clinton, and then Clinton bombed, like, the medicine factory. It was supposedly a chemical weapons factory. It was, like, some fake soap factory.
Yeah, it was a compounding pharmacy.
Yeah, it was, yeah, and then, but then you got to be careful, though, because a lot of this footage coming out of these places is real cool, right? But then you never know, it might be fake. They really might, you know, film this stuff. Like, remember all the other, you know, like the...
Yeah, I remember some of it could be fake. We know that there was a lot of fake footage that was produced selling us the war in Syria. You know, Assad's gassing his people. I remember...
Yeah, the White Helmets were there the other day.
They were panning over the dead children, and just as the camera was getting over this one kid, the kid opens his eye to peek and see if the camera's gone past already.
Yeah, and they were all laughing and stuff. But anyway, I'll let other callers go. I don't want to hang up too long, but... No, I'm saying I feel I'm happy for the people of the Donetsk People's Republic. They really did their thing. They fought this whole time. It's been like over 10 years almost, you know, getting close.
And well, it's been about eight years. It's been about 8 years because the U.S. backed coup d'état against Yanukovych was in 2014.
Yeah. Yeah, and since the coup and all that, I know. I'm just saying that they deserve it. They won. They, you know, we'll see. And then hopefully all the people that left there.
Well, they haven't won yet. We don't know what Kiev is going to do. You know, Zelensky wants to talk. Blinken does not.
Yeah, and Zelensky and Blinken, what tribe are they a part of, Mike?
Well, no, we're getting off the point here. Zelensky wants to talk to Russia about peacefully resolving this, and, you know, Blinken called off tomorrow's meeting and says, oh, there's no point talking. Let's go to war.
No, I know. And Zelensky, he's a television reality TV star just like Trump, right?
I was unaware of that, you know.
Zelensky, yeah, he's an actor. He's a television star.
I thought he was a comedian.
Zelensky. Yeah, like he was on TV like an actor. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Reagan was an actor before he became president, so you know, what can I people change careers. I mean, I've had, you know, a bunch of careers. I was originally with NASA, and then I was working in movies and TV, and now I'm a political activist and talk show host, and you know,
I know, and you still
goodness
think
knows what I'll be doing a couple of years from now.
And well, maybe hopefully in a couple of years, I don't know. I'm not trying, like, I like you, Mike, you're cool. I'm just saying, I was happy for the DPR, that's why I called it. But maybe in a couple of years, what do you think about geoengineering now then?
A lot of talk and not really much evidence that anything is really working about that. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call.
I got you. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. We're going to switch over to Layla in Canada. And Layla, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I want to apologize. I had not intended to call again today, but this is something really unexpected. CTV News has just announced that Trudeau is in the process of revoking the Emergencies Act, likely because the Senate is not going to approve it. That's my guess. And
yes.
Secondly, also, Doug Ford, who is the Premier of Ontario, is also revoking the Emergency Act that he put in place for this province. My guess is that because Doug Ford is facing an election in June, he's worried about losing his base. So that's all I've got to say. Apparently, protests do work.
Need to get away from those vaccine mandates, but a lot of the provinces have already suspended those.
Because of the protests.
Yeah.
So they were effective. Also, the protest began to shine light on the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab's influence, not only on Trudeau, his cabinet, the Liberal Party, but also on Jagmeet Singh, who's supposed to be in opposition. And he's supposed to represent the blue-collar workers of the country. That's what the New Democratic Party was created to do. It morphed from something called the CCF, which was a communist party. So Jagmeet Singh has been exposed. He's not likely, unless the elections are totally rigged, he's not likely to be reelected. Justin Trudeau now is very much in jeopardy. Doug Ford, he may or may not win in June. I suspect he will, because the Liberals were so devastatingly bad. And the NDP provincially have never or have not recently been able to win any substantial votes. Anyway, I'll get off the phone. I've always talked. My apologies to the listeners for yesterday. I went on so long. But it's just that everything is tied together.
Together one way or the other here. And, but this is really good news coming out of Canada. And I wonder if the Canadian truckers are going to get back on the road because, you know, the objective was to get rid of the vaccine mandates. And they partly succeeded. They have inspired the entire world to stand up against this authoritarianism. And I do wish them a lot of luck. And I wish luck to the American convoy. Although it looks like Biden is planning on treating that trucker convoy the way they treated the January 6th protesters. I hope they're looking out for agents provocateurs in their ranks.
I suspect that if you, when you have time, I did send you a video of what's his last name was Marazzo, one of the guys who ended up unintentionally becoming one of the leaders and spokesmen. Very articulate man who knew how to help them organize, and he did everything that he could. He said to keep the trucks out of the city of Ottawa so that it would not affect the residents of the city. However, we know how the media portrayed it.
Yes.
And the problem is that once the media gangs up and accepts the same copy and paste email and then reads that script, that's our biggest problem. It's not only that politicians are in the pockets of the World Economic Forum or whoever's running the entire show. We don't really know who the Wizard of Oz really is. But everybody is taking orders. Everybody who's in a position to influence public opinion is taking orders from the same corrupt core, whoever
yes.
that is. But the one thing about the protest is that it got everybody around the world angry and was likely to be an inspiration to similar events around the world. And those leaders probably put pressure on Trudeau. And the wonderful thing is that now they have been exposed as lackeys and lapdogs of of Schwab, the
yes.
WEF, the Young Leaders thing, and they've also exposed the NDP as a total fraud under Jagmeet Singh, who, by the way, here he is, a representative of the working man. He has, wears like a $10,000 tailored suit, has a Rolex, and when he was a kid living in Windsor, Ontario, he used to go over the border every day to Detroit, Michigan, to a private school that costs $35,000 a year.
Yeah, representative of the working class.
Exactly. Yeah, it's appalling. And at the time that he was campaigning, he took advantage of the Me Too campaign and said that he had been abused sexually by his martial arts instructor, but the man was dead and could not refute his allegations.
Yeah.
That's the kind of man that Jagmeet Singh is. He's the leaders that have, the people that claw their way to the top are totally corrupt. Problem is, how
yeah.
do you get good people to run in elections when they know that they're going to be slandered by the media and have their families' lives destroyed?
Yes.
Let's see what happens in the future. It's up to the people. And protests are a very effective social and political tool as long as they are peaceful and are based on legitimate facts. I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you for the time. Bye for now.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And I don't know about you. I can't even imagine spending $10,000 on a suit. You know, me. You know, I go to the ready-to-wear rack, and that's it. And, you know, I mean, back when I worked as a magician, I had all kinds of suits and smoking jackets and all the rest of that stuff. And when I quit that line of work, I gave it all away, and we had some of the best-dressed homeless people in North Hollywood. All righty, getting on back to the economy here. There's an article that came on out of Russia Today, which, you know, I'm assuming at some point is going to be blocked in this country. But for the time being, we get a lot of good news from them. And they're basically talking about this very tired cliche in American political discourse, think of the children. And a recent study by the Center on Poverty and Social Policy in Columbia University makes clear that if thinking of the children means combating childhood poverty, Washington is failing miserably. According to the study, which was published back on the 17th, nearly 4 million children slipped into poverty last month after the expanded child tax credit, part of the temporary COVID-19 stimulus package, expired. Well, Washington isn't thinking of the children. They're thinking of bombs, bullets, and bandages here. We're going to go back to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Mike. Hey, talking about Trudeau there. There's a good comparison between him and Barack Obama. And have you heard of the movie or read the book Dreams of My Real Father by Joel Gilbert?
Concerning
Barack
Obama's. I've heard of it.
I haven't seen it. No. Well, at least do a search sometime and look at the images that come up of Ann Durham in her young days there.
Yeah.
dressing up really provocatively, making softcore porn, you know?
Yeah.
And she stepped around a lot, and her alleged father, according to him, is Frank Marshall Davis.
Yeah, he was the pornographer and took pictures of her, and Obama was a love child. And
he's a hardcore communist, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have that. And so it appears that Barack Obama was a CIA-groomed Manchurian candidate the whole time. And then you
I don't think you get anywhere in U.S. politics without making some kind of a deal with the devil over at the CIA.
That's probably true. Well, look at Trump, though. I mean, they were after him from the get-go, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He was not part of the team. He was not part of the clique. You know, and
yeah.
I hope he runs in 2024. And even though I'm disappointed in his first term in office, I'm seeing an opportunity to right an historical wrong.
Right. Yeah. Well, Margaret Trudeau, I think that's her name, Justin's mother.
Yeah.
Had the same ways. I mean, she's doing drugs. She got caught, I think, smuggling drugs or something like that, partying at Studio 54 and sleeping around with someone from the Rolling Stones, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then she looks like she had an affair with a Fidel Castro.
Yeah. Trudeaus were down there in Cuba partying around at about the time Justin had to be conceived.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at a picture of the young Fidel Castro and Trudeau, they look like they could be brothers.
Right. So you have this a parallel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're both they're illegitimate children of communists that were raised up by the intelligence community, the shadow governments, to be put in place to do their bidding. And
so
it's really an eye opener.
Competition from the Central Intelligence Agency, unless
right,
he works.
Yeah,
with them.
And another thing before I go, did you read about the Security Council meeting? Only China kind of halfway sided with Russia, and the rest of the nations, condemned his actions, what have you. No one takes into account the wishes of the people on the ground.
No, they never do. You know, you're not going to find the people on the ground wishing for a war. They have to be talked into it, tricked into it, lied into it, shamed into it.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, that's all I had. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to bring that point up. Because it really, if you understand that these leaders are raised up from childhood to be in the position they're at now, the ones that are actually doing the bidding of the NWO, then you understand that where the real power lies.
Yeah.
And it's not in anything that's public. They're secret agent Manchurian candidates. It really sounds incredible, but to me, that's the way it is. Anyway, thank you.
All right, you've got it. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the economic news here. Biden has been under pressure from the climate change activists, you know, the climate Nazis. And because of that, the Biden administration will suspend or delay new federal oil and gas leasing. And there was a court ruling against the method by which it calculates the social cost of climate change. And this is all happening just when the world energy market is on the verge of collapse. This gets back to my comment about, is this a well-managed country or not? Getting into immigration and globalism, Joe Biden is now building border processing centers on the border instead of sending the illegals back home. In other words, these are welcome centers. It's not enough that the borders are wide open. Biden is spending your tax dollars to make these welcome centers, to get them on in and help them into the interior of the United States here. It's really disgusting. Okay, got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
you've been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. I'm getting a flood of email about Trudeau canceling the Emergency Act in Canada. And, you know, Layla was right. He was going to lose that vote in the Senate. So by doing this, he makes it look like, you know, it's his idea, and he avoids the embarrassment of being defeated in the Senate. So that's what's going on over there. Okay, we're talking about immigration right now, and we've had callers into the show talking about all the damage being caused by the illegal immigrants, you know, traveling over people's private property, you know, leaving trash and just making a mess, in some cases, you know, breaking and entering the homes and looting them. And, you know, the solution to that would be obvious, and that's to not let the illegals into the country, which is what Donald Trump wanted to do. Biden's answer is he's going to take your tax dollars and he's going to pay all these homeowners and ranchers for the damage caused by the illegal immigrants. And, you know, I don't think that's a really good solution. I don't think that's a solution at all. You know, if you want to pay for the damage, let's, you know, get some of those punkin-chunkin' guys down there with their trebuchets and fling those illegals back over the border. And then we can get some of these sports betting companies, to, you know, bet on which illegal immigrant goes further, which one is closest to the target, and make some money that way here. On a more serious note, article out of Zero Hedge is saying that the situation at the southern border is so bad, it will not wait 3 more years for a new administration to step in. And border states have the constitutional authority to defend themselves. This is according to Russ Voigt, the former director of the Office of Management and Budget under the Trump administration. And we know that some states like Arizona have made moves to defend their own borders only to find themselves being harassed and blocked by the federal government. How dare you do that kind of a thing? Now, this was a very tragic story. This happened in Denver. There were 5 people found dead in this Denver apartment. There was a 4-month-old baby with them. The baby is doing fine. The others were all dead of a fentanyl overdose. And that is another consequence of Biden's open border policy. These illegal immigrants, they go to the drug dealers their side of the border. They get a load. They walk them across the border to the distributors here in the United States of America, and they get some cash with which to start their new life in the United States. And it's absolutely obscene, and it raises the possibility that our government has descended into a narcocracy where the drug lords are, to a great extent, in control of the government right now. Okay, we're going to go to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you know, I forgot to mention when I called a couple of days ago, did you watch Putin's speech? Did anybody watch? I'm wondering if Peter from Los Angeles, I mean, that speech where he gave a history of Ukraine and all that, I think it was like a great speech. You know,
it was.
Did you see all them mocking him?
They mocked. Yeah, well, that's their job. You know, Putin can never be portrayed as having a valid point, or being a reasonable person. They're demonizing him to try and set the stage for a war.
Yeah, he's Hitler, and before that was Assad and Saddam Hussein, and it's the same. You know, if you notice how people can fall for the same trick, it's the same playbook. The playbook don't change, so it's obvious you can figure out. It's all lies, you know. But in this speech, he got to the end, he goes, "We're not going to let a knife be held to our throats." He ain't going to back down.
That's a repeating theme in Russian negotiations concerning the encroachment by NATO. You know, Russia does not want to be encircled by NATO nations.
And you know, NATO hit a brick wall with this, right? They can't go any further. This is it.
This is definitely it. And they're going to fight over these two little tiny countries, you know, and possibly ignite a world war over them.
Well, you know, did you hear the British Defense Secretary, Ben Wallace? He come out and compared Vladimir Putin to Tsar Nicholas I. And he said, back in 1850, we kicked the backside of the Russians in the Crimean War, but he left out the fact that the French and the Ottoman Empire was with the U.K., so, I mean, if you look at it, you know.
Yeah, well, it's like the United States likes to pretend they won World War I and World War II. They were part of a coalition here. They didn't even get into World War II until it was, already halfway over, and Russia had already destroyed the majority of the Third Reich's army.
And before I get up, you know, if they keep shelling, obviously Putin's going to
Dustin, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials. Don't hang up. I want to come back to you after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're still talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was saying, like, if they keep shelling, obviously, because now they're asking for Russian soldiers to help protect them, Putin's, I have no doubt, going to be pushing out a little further to make another buffer zone. And he's just going to keep doing that. You know, he's not going to invade all of Ukraine.
I disagree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I disagree. Putin does not want to trigger a world war. He does not really want a protracted war with NATO and the United States. What he wants is to keep NATO from creeping up on his, you know, his doorstep every two or three years.
Yeah, but he can't let them shell Russian peacekeepers either. You know, because it depends on what Ukrainian forces they pull up. If they pull up the Azov battalion, which is, you know, the far right Nazi battalion, you know, they'll shell, dude. I mean, they're not going to, I think they'll stay.
I'm hoping that Putin will take Zelensky up on his offer for constructive talks there, you know, because the potential for this to spin totally out of control is definitely there.
And, you know, if it does go crazy, first town to be taken is you ever heard of Kharkiv?
Yeah.
Right over the border?
Kharkiv.
Yeah, because that's a transportation hub, if anybody looks on a map. Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm going to talk about something I think I know about. I'm not going to be armchair president for today. but you know the Young Turks, right?
Yes, I do.
Bad word. Okay. And for people out there that don't know, he wanted to go out there and take that lady's place in California, and he says he believes that you can be married to your animal if you want to, as long as you pleasure the animal or something. Don't beat him. Remember that?
That's a little out there. I mean, you know.
Oh, he said, okay, look
I'm
it up.
I'm perfectly happy being married to a woman.
I know, but that's how crazy that stupid guy is. And he said, I absolutely despise Ted Cruz. I said, uh-oh. You know, when you look and see who the enemies are, then you start to wonder, hey, there's something going on here. So anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there and get your attention. He is totally all the way for, what's his name? Forgot already. John Kerry. Okay, John Kerry.
Okay.
Would you rather have John Kerry for president or Ted Cruz? Kerry.
Ted Cruz cannot be president. Purple. He's not a native-born American.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
I went on Bing because shadow ban. Oh, I'm telling you, these spoilers is just shadow banned. Oh, God. When Beto was running here for Ted Cruz's job, I couldn't find out anything Ted Cruz said. It always come up Beto, you know, who's gone down across the border with his millions of dollars and bought and all kind of people and fancy SUVs because that's what he wants to do. He pretends he's Hispanic, Beto, short for Roberto, but he's totally Irish, 100% Irish. He paints his face with dark makeup and all this kind of crap. And I'm telling you, Texas politics, but it shouldn't, y'all should worry about Texas. And then the other thing is, Ted Cruz, he has not had much money. When Beto says, well, how much money you raised? They have raised $60 or whatever. Ted Cruz had to count his daughter's college fund even get anything. And he has been a top conservative for years and years and years and years. And we would like to have him in the Supreme Court, but then we'd lose him as senator. And he's right out there, out front. And they're running him down like mad, but you better look and see where you're getting the information. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But anyway, this... Kerry, okay, like I said, I went on Bing, and I looked up Kerry. He is all over the world, shaking hands with everybody he thinks, you know, and oh, he don't look so bad. You know, it's kind of like Hillary. He knows the whole world, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need, huh? And then whatever.
Well, you know, Pat, there was a documentary out called When John Kerry Came to Town, and you might want to track that down because it shows that, you know, Kerry made most of his money buying companies and then stripping them of their assets and firing all the workers. So he's left a lot of destruction in his wake.
But I wanted to say that he's out there and who the enemy is and what you need to think about him. But, anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. It's so cold here, I don't know my name hardly.
Yeah, it's cold here in Indiana. It's below freezing. In fact, we're starting to see some snowflakes come past the window here. So thank you for the phone call.
That's what I wanted to say. Okay, wait, okay. Do you know he actually has, Kerry has a job under, I started to say Obama after what Jim Zaki said about, I enjoy working for Obama. I mean, President Biden. Okay, he has a title, and it's called Special Envoy for Climate Change. Really? That's how he
how
gets
wonderful.
To go all over the world. Huh?
I said, how wonderful.
I know, and I'm telling you, we're in trouble. But I really, you know, I'll tell you something else, too. I got real encouraged overnight, and if they want to be encouraged, look up a prophet named, I forgot that too. But anyway, Kim Clement too. He'd been dead for years, but somebody put some of his stuff out 4 months ago and said, oh man, we didn't know he said that. So that's, he's speaking for God. And I got a feeling from all these prophets that don't, that haven't colluded and are saying the same thing, Trump is coming back.
Well, I think he is. He's certainly going to try, and he's going to meet a lot of opposition because he's got some scores to settle, and he does need to settle them.
Well, of course.
Anyway, Pat, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Both fine.
What's going on in Canada? Hey, Mike, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, both of what's going on in Canada, the truckers and you know, our own truckers now, and what's going on in Ukraine. Couldn't believe that piece of crap there, Justin Trudeau came on and started talking about Ukraine, about Russia being kind of the bad guy and all that. This guy is a total dictator. He's no good. He's probably the son of the illegitimate son of Fidel Castro. If you look at him, if you look at Castro's pictures when he was younger, dead image, you know? So, I mean,
yep.
And yet, when it comes to Ukraine now, there's so much hypocrisy going on both sides of the political, you know, sector. It's always, even when they say we shouldn't get involved, and a lot of people on the at least the Republican conservative side are saying we shouldn't get involved. It's always, that's because we don't have Trump in charge now, and Biden doesn't know what he's doing, and this and that, and blah, 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 but Putin's really a bad guy. I heard Bill O'Reilly earlier, Sean Hannity. I was driving, my phone was almost out of power, so I was listening to the radio. And these two clowns are saying, oh, well, we shouldn't really get involved militarily because Biden is a bad leader and all that. But Putin's such evil. He wants to reconstitute the Soviet Union, leaving out the fact that Putin today is a very religious Christian of the Eastern Orthodox Church. And Russia today is, people are very, very Christian and Muslim in some respects, because there are a considerable amount of Muslims there. And but the Christians are mostly Eastern Orthodox, which I think is one of the problems of the West, so-called West. Not only are the West basically demonic today, but even when it goes back to their Catholic roots or Protestant roots, there's something they don't like about the Eastern Orthodox Church. I don't know what it is. To me, everything I know, if I was going to go back to being to the Abrahamic religions again and go into some kind of an organized religion, it probably would be the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church. I think they're the best. I think they're not hypocritical like some of the others. This is what I think is one of the problems with the hatred towards Russia. But you know what? At least they understand they're not going to get a military involved, okay? Because they know what would happen. They know they couldn't beat the Russian army. They know this military of today, which is a bunch of, worships cross-dressing and, tranny parties.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stand a chance against the Russian army. Russian army doesn't believe in that stuff. Russia did not let their kids get their things cut off at an early age or any other age. And they respect life. And they're trying to do everything they can to outlaw abortion. It's still allowed there, but they're doing a lot of everything they can to stop it. And they also encourage having children, even paying people to have children. So this is what I think is really behind a lot of the hatred, because let's be honest about it. These Western governments, including our own, are basically satanic. They really are. I mean, they may be classically satanic. I'm not saying that the devil actually rules them. So you got to wonder sometimes. But they are evil. They are evil. They do not care. They are out to kill much of our populations, and they don't care about starting wars either, including a nuclear war that would end pretty much end life on the planet.
It would certainly set civilization back a few hundred years.
And how? At the very least. Like I said, I told you before, we would go back to being like we'd go back to Book of Eli, Road Warrior type of society,
yes.
If anybody's surprised, you know? And these madmen are capable of it. They don't represent... See, to me, the government we have now is not America. We are actually occupied by a foreign power. They may still, be American by birth, but they're not loyal to America. They're loyal to...
No, they're not.
Like this lot of scum like Schwab there, Schwab.
Yes.
They worship people like Bill Gates. And, of course, the European Union, to me, is pretty much dominated by... these type of clowns, and European Union is mostly Western Europe. Eastern Europe today, more and more seem to be the good guys. Now, they would be smart. Now, the Ukrainians are stupid. I mean, they should, Zelensky, he should team up with Putin, okay? He should realize, he's not liked, the Ukrainians aren't liked. Eastern Europe seems to be hated pretty much by Western Europe, and it goes back a long way also.
You forget that Zelensky has the job he has because of the U.S.-backed overthrow of Yanukovych back in 2014. So, Zelensky is a U.S. puppet, although he's definitely straining at the strings by offering peaceful talks with Putin.
Well, he's not as bad as the guy before, Poroshenko.
He was a real crook.
Zelensky, at least, I don't think the U.S. I don't think this government actually wanted Zelensky in there. I really don't. I think it's because Poroshenko was exactly what this government wanted. He was a complete stooge. This is why this had a Biden family made so much money, out of Ukraine. And it was Ukraine had become a complete U.S. puppet. When I say U.S., again, I don't consider it the American people. I consider this rotten government, right? Really needs to be replaced. Really need. You just hope and pray for these elections to come out right. But I'm very concerned about the possibility of steal it again.
That's a very real possibility. And it'll be just as obvious as 2020, and they'll just stand there and say, "Nope, absolutely fair. You're a terrorist threat if you think the elections are being rigged in this country."
Well, I'm just hoping the Republicans are smart enough to do what they did in Virginia. Just, swarm these places with the proper type of poll watchers. Have lawyers on hand, just like the Democrats have lawyers on hand. A lot of these things are lawfare,
Yeah.
And the Republicans play the same game as the Democrats do. And then, maybe we can really get a change of government and we can get something back to being a constitutional republic. But one of the main things to get back to a constitutional republic is to heed the words of the father of our country, George Washington, who said, beware of foreign entanglements.
Yes, boy, absolutely.
Okay? And we better heed that, because he knew exactly what he was talking about. We were never meant to be an empire. Empires, by their very nature, are evil. British Empire was evil. I mean, Britain itself was evil, the empire was. I think our empire is evil. The Soviet empire was also evil. Okay? Empire, the Japanese empire, they're all no good. The Roman Empire, if you go back in history, and the United States is never supposed to be an empire. It's supposed to be a republic, a constitutional republic. If we go back to being that, we will be an exceptional nation. Okay? Go back to our real constitution, we will be an exceptional nation. Exceptional, not meaning that we can bully other countries around like the neocons and the neoliberals say, but a really exceptional nation that would be the envy of the world, because it's true democracy, highest form of democracy, not social republic. And Mike, I just pray and I hope and pray that's where we go back to. Hi, Mike, I'll let you go. I'm sure you got other callers coming in.
Okay, yeah, we have a caller waiting on the line, but first we're going to take a commercial break here, and then we'll be back with the last segment of our program, so stay tuned. Sorry, I jumped the gun here by about 10 seconds, and now we should get the music. There we go.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, final segment of our program today. And normally we have a rule on the show, one call per caller per day, but we're going to make an exception here because Layla in Canada called back in and wanted to respond to Mark regarding the Orthodox Church. So Layla, take it away.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I have to agree with Mark. Now, I'm biased because I was baptized Greek Orthodox. My ancestors were likely amongst the Hellenic Jews that were converted to Christianity. Mm-hmm. My first name, in fact, was actually a Greek name at baptism. Now, the primary thing that I think, you don't hear as many scandals with Eastern Orthodox priests being pedophiles. One of the reasons is because they're allowed to marry.
Yeah.
You know, the Catholic Church insisted that if a priest had a wife and family, he would ignore his flock. Now, that's ridiculous, because if anything, the wife of the priest becomes his partner in attending to a lot of the family disputes that arise within the church.
Yes.
The other thing that I have to say I really admire about both the Muslim and the Jewish faith is that they do not believe now, this is going to offend a lot of people who believe in the Trinity. I personally do not. This goes back to the earliest of days. They believe that God, if God was, if he was always present with no beginning and no end, he could not have been born through a woman, even though it was supposedly his son. They do not believe in the division God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son, blah, 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 which is the sign of the cross.
Yes.
And the Orthodox does accept
the sign of the cross is replicating the crucifixion.
And by the way, my uncle, I was 15 when my uncle said to me, do not make the cross the sign of the cross on yourself. The sign of the cross is the symbol of death and an excruciating death. I had never thought about it before. My uncle was that, and after that, I stopped. And he also said to me, you should question God. There is a divinity, but they refer to him as he. And this is my uncle, Mayo, who said, God is not a male or female. We mustn't think of him along those lines. But anyway, back to the Orthodox Church. I love the ritual. The ritual with the garments that and their symbolic meaning, the smell of the incense, the sound of the chanting, the high dome church, all of that was so beautiful. I mean, let's face it, part of the beauty of religion is that it elevates us and inspires us to go above.
You know that theater, modern theater, you know, actually evolved out of church ritual in ancient times.
Absolutely right, because it was so captivating, and you get... It's sort of like that Russian theatrical genius who said that, or it was a German who said that when you enter a theater, you hang up you suspend your disbelief.
Yes.
As you would a hat. And that has to be the same with faith. It's not a matter of intellectual belief and analysis. It's a matter of faith. So you have to suspend
on that note, Layla, I hate to cut you off. The music is playing. The show is over. And please stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Dr. Kelly and James in Vancouver are going to be taking the microphone. Go out on social media. Email all your friends. Send them republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. You are getting us out of difficult times we have all been in these last few months. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.